From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, the NASCAR race at Martinsville Speedway yesterday saw Kyle Larson win his second race of the season and take home the grandfather clock at Martinsville for the first time in his career.
I never, ever would have thought that I would won here at Martinsville. This place has been so tough on me. Just does not suit my driving style at all. I like to charge the center. I like to roll momentum, and that's just not what this place is like. But thanks to Cliff Daniels and everybody for making me feel like I know what I'm doing sometimes around here.
That audio from NASCAR.com. Reigning Cup Series champion Joey Logano rallied back from starting at the tail end of the field to pick up a runner-up finish, with Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, and Chase Briscoe rounding out the top five. In the NBA playoffs, the 7-seed Lakers won game one of their series on the road at the Memphis Grizzlies, 128-112. Rui Hachimura led the way for the Lakers with 29 points in the win. Meanwhile, the 8-seed Miami Heat upset and took game one from the Milwaukee Bucks, 130-117, as Giannis Antetokounmpo missed most of the game with a lower back injury. And the Los Angeles Clippers beat the Phoenix Suns in game one, 115-110. In high school softball action, the Tunstall Trojans powered past Magna Vista 11-1 on Friday. Kamori Mays led the way for the Trojans as she went 4-for-5 with a home run and 4 RBI. The Tunstall baseball team, though, fell to Magna Vista 4-1. Raymond Ladd drove in the lone run for the Trojans. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.